Welcome back to Radio 74. I'm Mario the Artist and Rogue. Today, I'm going to talk about something that happens to me at every show that I've done. Now, I've done two shows this year, and I've covered that in both my vlog and on my update that was on www.theartistandrogue.com, which you can also follow me on at @theartistandrogue on Twitter. On those, I've talked about a little bit of what I've been going through this year, and one of the things I was doing was filming a documentary, and I've made reference to this over and over again, and part of this is hopefully not ad nauseum for you guys to be hearing over and over again, yeah, we totally hear you and your stupid little documentary. You know, I'm not trying to go and become the next Steven Spielberg. What I am trying to do is provide myself with something of a social experiment to see exactly how this is going to turn out for myself. Now, one of the things that was kind of, it's weird because I've been getting these like side effect things that I'm like, you know, I might want to explore that at some point in time down the road. Now, one of the things that really made me laugh was, and I drew this sort of weird comparison whenever I was actually shopping for some stuff at Lowe's. And it doesn't matter where I go. And, it, you know, you can make that argument, well, it's a man thing. That is totally a man thing. But whenever I go to these stores, I kind of like to look around. And I don't mind when a sales associate or somebody will come up, you know, regardless if they're working on commission or not. And they'll come up and they're like, is there anything I can help you with? Are you looking for anything in particular?
No, I'm not. I'm just here browsing, or I already know what I want. And I'm just going to meander back there.
Very rarely is it one of those things where I want to go directly and grab something. I'll always take a look around either the tool section, or maybe if I'm, you know, the only place that doesn't happen to me is at the grocery store. And I actually, you know, don't mind that. But here's the thing. I wondered for a long time why people at art shows sometimes felt a little, you know, reluctant to want to interact with people that are behind the table. You know, when you go, if you go to anything like that, it doesn't matter if you go to a craft fair, it doesn't matter if you go to like a little pop-up store or something, people want to go in and they, you know, I can imagine there's probably two sides of this. Now, for me, I try to put myself in that position. And I jumped into doing these shows without really, you know, I went and I think my first comic convention that I did was actually a KC FanCon. And that was the very first time I didn't know what to expect. And for some reason, I was really nervous. When I got there, I got to the hotel, I was like, I didn't really know what to expect. And so I went in, and the first thing that happened was, you know, I looked around. I'm like, oh, cool. There's some different people here, some vendors, people talking comics, lots of toys. This is cool. And this was fairly early on. So the shows, you know, were a lot more. That show in particular, I remember, was not the largest show, but it wasn't because, you know, I had these weird expectations of what it should be. I just didn't really know how to interact. I didn't know what to do. And so it's made me give pause a couple of times. And this is not me berating anyone that goes to shows. And this is specifically who this podcast is for. And for any of you people that have gone out to shows for the very first time, I'm so glad whenever you guys will reciprocate. And when I talk to you now, one of the things I do now is I stand at my table. I've been making a point to do that. I've been instructed and told by many people that have been doing this far longer than I have. Stand up at the table. Talk to people. Reach out to people. Do that sort of thing. Do it in a friendly, honest, and genuine way. Well, one of the things is, no matter how friendly I want to be, no matter how forward I'd like to be, there's always going to be people that maybe are, you know, just, you know, and I'm this way too, either socially awkward, or maybe they just aren't the biggest talkers, or they're not really sure that I'm not going to try and cram a sale down their throat as hard as I possibly can. Now, here's the thing. I think it has to be kind of a give and take situation. I know that if I go to a store or something like that, there's people coming up and helping me because that's their job. That's what they're supposed to do. Likewise, if I'm running any kind of table, or I'm doing anything like that at a comic convention, anime show, whatever, I'm running my table. That is my job. Of course I'm trying to sell some stuff, but I'm also trying to build relationships. I'm trying to bridge that gap. I'm trying to reach out to people and say, look at what I made. Look how cool this is. And hopefully get a reciprocation where people want to at least talk to me about it. Now, don't get me wrong. Of course, every single person that is an artist alley or a crafting show or any kind of art show, a gallery, whatever, ultimately, they're attempting to sell you something that, for all intents and purposes, is not something you need to get by to live. Let's be honest. And I know a lot of people are probably going to hate that I'm saying that, but art is not the most necessary thing in the world. Most people have smaller homes, or just not a lot of room, or they're just not really interested in certain styles of art, that sort of thing. But I can say this much. When people go to a show, please take the time to stop by to speak to artists. If, you know, you have even an inkling of a desire to look at something, go up. Ask them about how they made the artwork. Get your questions answered. Believe me, I've had people that have stood from afar, and I'm like, hey, come on, get over here. Don't worry about it. Not a big deal. Sometimes that backfires horrendously. Sometimes it works out good, and I've had some of the most stimulating and scintillating conversations ever with those people. Why? Because I end up finding out about new fandoms. I end up finding out about what they think about certain artworks I've done, or what they do or don't like about them. I've often found people that are profoundly opinionated. I've found other people that are willing to be open-minded and listen to just about anything and reciprocate in the same way, you know? And so because of that, I think that the key factor here, and one of the reasons why I feel that whenever these comic conventions happen, I know that there can often be a lot of division, you know, with how people will react at shows and things as far as, you know, let's be honest. If I was, and this is just from what I've noticed and from what I've been able to see. If I see somebody at a show and they're feeling, you know, they're walking around, this is no joke. This is usually what I get. I'll stand up and be like, hey, how's it going? Enjoying the show? And they're like, I'm just looking. Just looking. Yeah, no, I normally make a round around the whole show. And, you know, and I'll make my decisions Sunday. You know, I'm just looking right now. Just looking. You know what? That's cool. I'm not looking for an over-affirmation of what you're doing. I'm honestly reaching out to say, hey, hello, how are you doing? And I know that's not always what they end up going through. I know that there's people that maybe haven't quite worked out how their sales pitch is or how their decorum is or what they, you know, what their bedside manner is at a show. And for a lot of people that are starting out, I would say, look, build those relationships first with people. Be genuinely, honestly interested, because these people probably have some great things to talk to you about and or show you. That's exactly how I ended up getting into reviewing people whenever they would bring their art portfolios. And I don't get as many as I used to. I really don't advertise it that much on my website that I'll do that. And usually there's other artists that they want to go and take them to. And that's fine. But I like that kind of interaction because it allows me to see other artists and give them, you know, some hints and tips and just relate what I've gone through. Likewise, if somebody is going around shopping for art or something along that line, I want to have that opportunity to at least be able to talk to them, to introduce myself. If I didn't, I'd be, you know, considering myself a failure as a salesperson, but I'd also be, which is just as much and just as important as being an artist. Being an artist means you're going to create things. And I would love to think that we would live in a world where if you just create stuff, that would be enough and you would be able to live off of that creativity fuel and never have to worry about selling an art reproduction or creating a numbered set of prints from your lithography run or, you know, making so many sculptures that just happen to fit every single person's shape, size, and area that they have in their homes. The fact is, some people are going to be drawn towards certain things, and as much as you want to try and reach out to them, that's not going to work. But again, this was actually aimed at the people that are going to shows. Please bear in mind, at least, and I'm just speaking for myself, and, you know, honestly, I have spoken to a few other people that feel differently about this, but this is my own personal opinion. Just so if you go to a show and you see the big old gear with the AR Artisan Rogue, you can come over and talk to me about anything shy of cheese sandwiches, and I will talk to you about it. I love finding stuff like that out. Why? Because I'm an incurable collector. I'm a board game player. I like books. I like movies. I love finding out about fandoms that I have no idea about. I don't care what you're talking to me about. And the reason for that is because I'm genuinely interested. I want people to be able to come over, take a look at the stuff I have, and make, you know, small talk. You know, and even get beyond that. Get beyond the small talk into real things that we talk about. And I've had some great ones. In fact, I'll use this as an example. When I was at NakaCon, which was the first show this year, I got into some great conversations about other anime. That's actually one of the reasons why I do love doing that show, because I end up finding about all kinds of anime and manga that I just had no idea about. They come out in the year that I'm like absent from that show, when, you know, because it's a yearly show. And then I end up with all these other things that I'm like, oh God, I want to check out that anime. I want to get this, you know, manga. I want to, you know, get this comic, and whatever the case might be. Or there's certain cultural things that end up popping up that I'm not even aware of. And that to me is like such a cool damn thing to go through. Now, along that same line, there's plenty of people, like one of the best conversations, and this had to do with cosplay, and I can't remember the person's name right off the top of my head, for God's sake, but we ended up in this bizarre conversation. Not even bizarre. I can't say it was bizarre. It was bizarre because it was at NakaCon, but then again, when I think about how much cosplay is actually at that show, no, it wasn't bizarre. Here it was. We started talking at first, and I think they weren't really that interested in my art. Not really. And then somehow it came up that I did reenactment, you know, at one point in time for Civil War stuff, and that I had been into the SCA and that sort of stuff. Well, something was brought up about the concept of tea tunics and then like how a coat folded and that sort of thing. And my grandmother's sewing machine, you know, which was like made in like 1922, 1910, something like that. You know, those old foot pedal ones that you've probably seen at your great grandma or grandma's house at some point. And somehow it went from there into how their coat was made and, you know, how the lapel was and how the pleating went on the sleeve and why it was so damn hard to engineer a sleeve. That, to me, not only ended up fueling some character development and answered some questions for a character in one of my comics, and but it gave me some other background and some stuff to look into, to move forward with. That was phenomenal. And it was just through hapstance. It was because somebody was willing to take the time to come up to me, talk to me, and then it just grew from there. But at the same time, I'm also reciprocating and reaching out and talking to them. And I have taken so much of that knowledge, rearmed myself, done research, looked at Wikipedia countless times at night, looked up other websites for resources and all of those things, and then been able to go back to other shows. So now, over the years, I've managed to, you know, acclimate to a lot of different conversations, and I can talk to people about my love of movies. I'm a huge cinephile. I can talk to people about the creation of, you know, 13th to 15th century armor. I can talk to people about living in Italy. I can talk to people about board games. I can talk to people about when I played Magic the Gathering on a semi-pro level. When I, you know, my love and admiration of the history of toys. I can talk to people about Legos because I review them for Tenacious Toys. I can talk about all of these other things that I do, from art supplies, you know, recording this podcast, to filming videos, to attempting to learn how to do independent documentaries, to organizing myself. Oh, what, it doesn't matter. And then all of the things in between, from Star Wars to Lord of the Rings to finding out about Doctor Who, you know, something that I to this day have still not really watched an entire episode of, to X-Files, to you name it. Okay, just fill in the blank with whatever pop culture reference. That's something that I'm hoping people can realize you can do. And believe me, I really learned this firsthand when I was able to do that at Spectrum Fantastic Art Live, the very first inaugural year, which was about 5 years ago. I went to that. And it was great, because when I went in, believe me, I was, oh, sweaty palms. I mean, sweaty palms. This is dry right now. But right now, I was like, well, no, not that noise. Maybe not that noise ever. But that's how I was around Brom. Now, if you haven't heard of Brom, B-R-O-M, Brom, go look him up, bromart.com. That dude, forever and a day, has been a hero of mine. Just an idol I looked up to in art. Dark imagery, dark themes. Fantastic guy, fantastic art. I mean, hence the reason he was at Spectrum Fantastic Art Live. But both he and his wife are a fantastic couple. But I digress. The thing was, I was nervous to meet him. I was nervous to meet Paul Bonner. I was nervous to meet so many people that were there. But guess what? I've been pleasantly surprised, with the sole exception of two people I will not name, but I was highly disappointed with, all of the artists. So what, 98% of artists that I've met, I've been highly happy to have engaged in conversation with. Every single one of them have been very patient, very cool, very open, and fairly honest with aspects of the industry, things they've gone through, all of these crazy things. And I love that. I love the fact that they were willing to do that. I only want to be able to do the same thing and reciprocate for people to go to shows. Please, if you go to shows, talk to the artists. 9 times out of 10, we're probably sitting there sketching in our sketchbook. Believe me, you're not bugging us. You're not. unless you're somebody who's like on the higher end that's just like cranking out stuff and they look like, you know, that they're just, okay, look, we all look like we're too busy to be bothered. That's because we're trying to look that way. Honestly, we're really trying. And especially if it's at a slow show, we're making crap up. We're just like, I'm going to sketch something like a toothbrush. I don't know. And I have done that, you know, just that way I look like I'm doing something like, this guy's in demand, man. He's working on commissions left and right. Now I will say there are people working on commissions left and right, but that doesn't mean you can't go up and talk to them. It doesn't mean you can't stop by and say hello. It doesn't mean they don't want to hear from you. I mean, seriously, this is our livelihood. This is what we're trying to do. So I'm asking for all of you people that are out there that go to these shows, take the time, stop by. I don't care. I mean, no, I do care if you don't or do or don't buy from me. I do. But I care a lot more about actually people coming by and even just saying, dude, I love your artwork. Hey, man, I follow you on Twitter. You know, I love the fact, you know, that you write out these things. You know, and this is some of the stuff that I've been told over the years, which has made me really happy. It's still kind of mind-blowing how many people actually read my blog, and it's kind of bizarre, like how many people remember things from, like, you know, some of my early blog posts. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right, you know, that sort of thing. So I've been kind of coming back and combing through. I'm going, oh yeah, I did say that, and that sort of stuff. But it's also helped me on networking, because, you know, and I've met some incredible people. Like the new, like one dude I just met, he was involved with the UCM News, Andy Lyons, and that dude was, you know, it was just, he was just one in a slew of people from UCM that were just great to talk to. And it was one of those things where it's crazy when you just start talking to people, you know, and you just find all these things that are in common, from the local music scene to just different independent movements to get education and activism out there. That's beautiful. And I don't care what side of the political line or divide you fall on. If you're lucky, you might even get a healthy-ass debate out of it. And that's mind-stimulating at the very least. You know, there's no room for arguing or anything else like that. No, it's, you know, adult discussion and proliferation of concepts and ideas. That's what I'm really into. And thankfully, that's what I've had. On the same note, a good friend of mine, Ben, who is from Brass Engine Productions, you should also check them out. Fantastic stuff. He is one of the game designers that I love talking to. And we ended up, there was a concept we were talking about that I had been stuck on for a while. And it was one of those things where, you know, I know people that design games and stuff like that, you know, but I haven't always had the ability to get to them and to talk to them and to do these things. Well, all of a sudden, what ended up happening was we were talking about everyday sort of things. I don't remember how we got on the conversation. I think I just blatantly brought it up because he had been talking about some games he had been either supporting. No, he was creating. And so I got into it with him, you know, as far as like, not got into it with him, but got into a conversation with him about some ideas I had. Well, I'm not even joking. It was exhilarating because after a little bit, we were working out some issues that I had, overall mechanics, just general things for the game concept I had that I had not thought of before. And let me tell you, if you don't always have a sounding board, if you don't always have these outlets to get these things out, go to one of these shows, go to a game convention, go to a comic convention, go to something, find Artist Alley, go there, ask questions, talk to people. You'd be surprised how much better you're going to feel when you walk away from there. Sure, there's going to be the people that are like, oh God, I went there and like I was totally like, I could totally do this. Or they're mad because they didn't do it. Okay, there's no room for that. We've all been there. There's been plenty of people that never have done shows and they're waiting to do it, or they're dragging their feet, or there's something stopping them. If that's the case, go out, save up the money, get the money together, pay for a table, give it a shot. Stop waiting. You know, it's almost like, you know, you almost want to go all Shia LaBeouf. Is that his name? Shia LaBeouf? Shia LaBeouf? But you almost want to go all Shia LaBeouf on him. And he's like, just do it. You almost want to get to that level just because of the fact that, like, there are a ton of people that just need that extra kick. They really do. And ultimately, I'm thinking that when, you know, if you take anything away from this, just take the time, again, to open up a conversation with somebody and talk. If you especially come by my table, I'm not only going to talk to you, but I'm also going to recommend at least 5 or 6 other artists and vendors at that show that I have known over the years and gotten, and that's at the least, that if you have an interest, I'll be able to go, you know, I don't really know about that, but you can go check out this person. You can go check out this person. And I promise you, you're going to have fun because you're going to be able to expand from there. And then you'll find the person or the vendor or, you know, whatever that you want to spend money on. And you're going to have a much more fruitful, eventful, and fun show. So that's my little thing just for right now. It was just me wanting to vent off a little bit and maybe provide a little bit of information for you guys. Thanks again for listening. Thank you all that have been listening to these podcasts. It is kind of crazy how many downloads and how many listenings I'm actually getting on these things and how you guys have been reciprocating and coming back to me and telling me about this. I do have some other projects that are going to be involved. I don't know how this will pan out, and I can't really talk about some of these things right now, but I do want to thank you guys for listening again. I'm Mario the Artisan Rogue. This is Radio 74. Thanks, and I'll see you next time.